We're excited to have a former player with us right now. Kenny Anderson is joining us on the Progressive Insurance Celebrity Hotline. Kenny, what did you think about that game?
Great, man. I was just mad I wasn't in it, you know? I was mad I wasn't in it. I didn't play. It was an exciting game. I was like, wow, I wish I could be out there. But it was an awesome game, man. Both teams played extremely well. LeBron, what more could you say? I think the Spurs, defensively-wise, they was backing up, giving Wade and LeBron enough room so they wouldn't blow by them and get in that lane. So they was giving them the jump shot. And guess what? LeBron and Wade was on fire, especially LeBron. He was on fire. And then when they got in the lane, they found Battier, who was 6-for-8, you know, from the three. What more could you say about Shane Battier? He's just a winner. He won at Duke. He's winning here in Miami with the Heat. But what he does is he plays well. He plays big when he has to. So Pat goes off to Miami Heat. LeBron James, just an awesome player.
But Kenny, even with Miami winning now back-to-back, there's still that sense they're supposed to. Like, how much can you really celebrate it when it's not a shock that they won. You know what I mean, Kenny? They were built to do this. This is them just living up to what people thought they were going to do. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they're not going to – their expectations, because when they got together, the big three, they got up there before anything started, say, we're going to win 3, 4, 5, 6. So – the expectations is high. So each year, you know, they're going to be expected to win it all. But I think this year they was really pushed to the limit. Me, personally, I just gave the edge to the Spurs, you know. And I know the Spurs are kicking themselves. And over the offseason and the summer, they're going to be thinking about Game 6 because this series is over, you know. And, you know, with a rebound away, free throw away, you know, Spurs would have won it. But, you know, they lost. So it's interesting. Every time the Heat, you know, win, the expectations they're supposed to win because, you know, the big three. But on that note, where was Chris Bosh at? I don't know. He might be on the trading block after this. You know, LeBron and Wade played very well, but Chris Bosh this series and even the Indiana series, inconsistent. I don't know. Win or lose, they might be thinking about trading him.
Kenny Anderson, NBA star, joining us on Fox Sports tonight. And Kenny, if you look at Miami, like you said, you were talking about Chris Bosh, but Mike Miller, another starter for Miami who had a goose egg. LeBron always having to pick up the slack for these guys at some point. Is that going to start wearing on him?
No, I don't believe. You know, he's in tip-top shape. Take care of himself. He's in great shape. He's doing it all. Defensively, he was guarding Tony Parker. He's rebounding. He's assisting. He's hitting the three. He's worked on his game so much. He's hitting the three. He's hitting the jump shot. There's really nothing you can do when he's playing like this. When he's hitting jump shots, there's nothing you could do. You know what I mean? So, you could put pieces around him, and I think they'll be successful here with the Heat. And you got to give much respect to Dwayne Wade. Now, he has three rings right now, but he played big when he had to tonight. So, you know, with Wade and LeBron, I think they'll be all right. You can add some more pieces, and that's what they did by bringing Ray Allen over. That was a great pickup, you know. If it wasn't for Ray Allen, they wouldn't be in Game 7 with him having that big three-pointer in Game 6. So, you know, like I said, half goes off to Miami Heat. They played with a lot of pause the last two games.
Yeah, and Kenny, I think you mentioned the defining moment not in Game 7, despite it being a close Game 7. What is your defining moment of this? What are you going to remember 10 years from now about this series?
I'm going to remember Game 6. I'm going to remember the Miami Heat capturing Game 6. When they talk about it, about Miami Heat won the championship in 2013, I'm going to say, wow, San Antonio Spurs lost that series more than the Miami Heat won it. And in the playoffs and in the championship series, you need a little luck. And that's what Miami had a little luck in Game 6, and they pulled it off. But, you know, like I said again, Ray Allen, he wasn't effective tonight in Game 7, but he played a big part in this championship run. It was a great pickup free agent pickup from him leaving the Celtics, coming on with the Heat. Now, he has two championship rings, so kudos to Ray Allen. And, you know, he had a Hall of Fame career, one of the best three-point shooters of all time.
Kenny Anderson joining us on Fox Sports tonight. Kenny, Kawhi Leonard did a great job guarding LeBron James up until the end of Game 6 when the headband came off. I think he was blinded from the light in the forehead, and then tonight he couldn't do it. What was the difference between those last two games and the first part of the series?
Well, first of all, it's a handful to guard LeBron James, and he wasn't settling Game 6. He was going to the basket. He's putting the Spurs, Kawhi Leonard in the post, getting baskets inside the lane. But my hat goes off to Kawhi Leonard. Second year in the NBA, he's going to be a flat-out stud, defending, rebounding, scoring for the Spurs. But it just is overmatched right now against LeBron James, especially playing a game 7 on Miami Heat's floor. You know, they're at home court advantage, so it was just going to be a tough matchup. He did all he could do. But like I said, I think the Spurs' defensive thing tonight was to give them room. Wade and LeBron, they played the pick and roll soft, and they was giving them the jump shot. And those guys was just hitting from all cylinders outside, especially James was 5-for-10 from three-pointer. Even his mid-range jump shot was going in, so you know, you have to pick your poison. And I think the Spurs picked, hey, let's play the pick and roll soft and let's contest late, you know, when they shoot and see what happens. So they was giving them the shot and they was making them.
Kenny, as always, a pleasure. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you, man. It was great.
Thanks, Kenny.
Thanks, Kenny. Kenny Anderson, former NBA star, joining us on the Progressive Insurance Celebrity Hotline.